This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet today approved around 1 lakh crore rupee employment-linked incentive scheme to boost employment generation in the country. The scheme is aimed to incentivize the creation of over 3.5 crore jobs in the country over a period of 2 years. Out of these, 1.92 crore beneficiaries will be first-timers entering the workforce. With ELI scheme, the government intends to catalyze job creation in all sectors, particularly in manufacturing sector, besides incentivizing youth joining the workforce for the first time. Mr. Vaishnav further informed that the Union Cabinet has also cleared the Research, Development and Innovation Scheme with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees. The scheme aims to provide long-term financing or refinancing to spur private sector investment to bolster the country's research and innovation ecosystem. Mr. Vaishnav added that the National Sports Policy 2025 has also been approved to transform the country's sporting landscape and empower citizens with sporting activities. He said with the implementation of the policy, the goal has been set to become the top 5 sporting nations in the world.
स्पोर्ट्स की पॉलिसी खेलो भारत नीति बनी 2025 में आज नई पॉलिसी बनी जो कि स्पोर्ट्स के होलिस्टिक डेवलपमेंट के लिए काम में आई खेलो भारत नीति के मेजर ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा कैसे भारत 2047 तक टॉप 5 स्पोर्टिंग नेशंस में गिनती हो भारत की ये इसका ओवरऑल एक बड़ा ऑब्जेक्टिव रहेगा सेकेंड रहेगा पीपल्स मूवमेंट बने फिटनेस के साथ जुड़े हमारे एजुकेशन पॉलिसी के साथ इसका अलाइनमेंट हो इकोनॉमिक डेवलपमेंट के साथ जुड़े स्पोर्ट्स Social development, samaj ke sabhi vargon ko isse laabh mile.
During the briefing, Mr. Vaishnav stated that the Union Cabinet has also given its nod for the construction of 4-lane Paramakudi Ramanathapuram section in Tamil Nadu with a cost of 1,853 crore rupees. India and Pakistan today exchanged lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen held in each other's custody. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, India has shared the names of 382 civilian prisoners and 81 fishermen currently in its custody. Similarly, Pakistan has shared names of 53 civilian prisoners and 193 fishermen. New Delhi has called for early release and repatriation of civil prisoners, fishermen along with their boats and missing Indian defence personnel from Pakistan's custody. Death toll in explosion in the pharma industry in Sangareddy district in Telangana has risen to 36. Telangana Chief Minister Revanth Reddy has sought a comprehensive report on the explosion. Mr. Reddy also visited the factory blast site and reviewed the situation with senior officials. He has announced an ex gratia of 1 crore rupees each to the families of the deceased and 10 lakh rupees for those injured. 8 people died and 3 people were injured in a cracker blast at Sattur Viruddhunagar district in Tamil Nadu today. The incident happened at a cracker factory. Those who were injured have been admitted to the nearby hospitals. Central Administrative Tribunal CAT today quashed the Karnataka government's suspension order against senior IPS officer Vikash Kumar in connection with last month's stampede incident in Bengaluru. The tribunal bench headed by Justice Santosh Mehra and Justice R.K. Srivastav said the action was not based upon sufficient and substantial materials. Mr. Kumar, who was among the 5 officers suspended in connection with the stampede, had moved the tribunal challenging the decision. The CAT also recommended reinstatement of 4 other cops, saying police personnel are also human beings and there are no magical powers with them. The United States has reaffirmed India's importance as a key strategic ally in the Indo-Pacific region while confirming that a long-anticipated trade deal between New Delhi and Washington is being very close to announcement. During a press briefing, the White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt praised India's role in the region and highlighted the strong personal relationship between U.S. President Donald Trump and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains in today's lackluster trading session. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex advanced 91 points to close at 83,697. And that is the end of this news bulletin.